the translation operator, and I find out that if I know the eigenvalues, so I can calculate the eigenvectors, and the eigenvectors have a form that looks like this. So an eigenvector is got these complex solutions, and if I apply the translation operator, it pushes them all up one, and puts the one on the top at the bottom, and then if you compare the result to the original vector, you see there's just a the result is just a complex number times the original vector. You can pull a factor out. So now I've got the eigenvectors of the translation operator. All right. So I'm going to have to finish this up next time. But where I'm going with this is that the benzene, the Hamiltonian, has a certain form. And this form is invariant under translation. If I take the translation operator and I apply it to the to benzene, it just twists them all and you get the same thing back, and the Hamiltonian doesn't change. And what that tells us is that the eigenvectors of any ring like that are the eigenvectors of the translation operator. So you can use, when you have something of that form, you can use the eigenvectors of the translation operator to very easily calculate the energies of the of anything in a ring. And later on we come to solids, and solids are not rings, but there are atoms in a pattern that go on and on like this, and we apply periodic boundary conditions and make it a ring, and we will know the eigenfunction solutions to any periodic pattern like this, because we already figured out what the eigenvectors are of the translation operator. I will go through it a few times. It'll probably be clearer. But we'll continue with benzene next time.